Esteemed residents and beneficiaries of good governance in Osun State and beyond, I welcome you to another edition of your weekly tonic, Osun Infra Focus, where we bring you up to speed on the development agenda of the administration of Senator Dr. Ademola Jackson Nuruddin Adeleke, the Executive Governor of Osun State. In this episode, our attention will be on the ongoing completion of Ilesha Garage Okebale Roundabout and Okebale Roundabout to testing ground roundabout access of the Oba Adesoji Aderemi Secular Road. It's noteworthy to state that the APC administration of Ogbeni Rauf Aregbesola in July 2013 launched the 18-kilometer road project with a timeline of 12 months, but unfortunately, the project was handed over to the administration of Mr. Adegboyega Oyetola, who was the chief of staff to Ogbeni Rauf Aregbesola and also of the APC. It's rather unfortunate that the succeeding administration of Gboyega Oyetola managed to fix an arm of the dual carriage road from Okebale to testing ground and abandoned this conditioned arm till November 27, 2022, when Senator Ademola Adeleke came on board and promised to fix all abandoned projects regardless of the party differences. In less than 2 years, the administration of Senator Ademola Adeleke has fixed the remaining half of the project that has been abandoned for about a decade. In line with the vision of the administration of Senator Ademola Jackson Nuruddin Adeleke to revamp the state's economy through his multi-billion naira infrastructural development agenda has been yielding results as members of the public begin to shower encomiums on the administration for restoring hope of better days. The project started around the second quarter of the year 2024 and has reached an advanced stage of completion. The trapezoidal drainage on the project has been completed, after which the earthwork commenced and is about 500 meters to reach the testing ground roundabout. It's worthy of note that a stone base was in two layers of 100 meter thickness each. An informal sector worker, Mr. Sadiq Damilari, who operates a fashion designing outfit along the side of the road that had been abandoned for almost a decade, said his business has since started witnessing geometric patronage due to easy movement and accessibility by customers. In his words, the project has had remarkable impact on his business. Insert. The story of Mrs. Fumilola Oyeleke was heartfelt when she narrated how Governor Adeleke's intervention on the road saved her from the agony of paying a cutthroat rent of about 200,000 naira for business space. She said the project has enabled her to start a small-scale business in a neighborhood along the road, thereby comfortably feed her family and give quality education to her children. Insert. Mr. Olatoyinbo Quadri was happy that the project has drastically reduced accidents along the road. He added that apart from smooth commuting, the project has equally given financial relief to road users in the area, as money spent on maintenance are now being put into other productive use. Insert. Comrade Owoyemi Oyekomi is a transporter whose business revolves around Ono Baba Ono. It was full of praise for Governor of Osun State, saying Senator Adeleke has delivered dividends of democracy to them. Insert. In the words of Ustaz Lukman Yusuf and Mrs. Sherifat Oyeniyi, Ashiwaju of Edeland, Senator Ademola Adeleke is the Messiah of our time, leading Osun State to the promised land. Insert. The happiness expressed by beneficiaries of Osun Infra Project is indeed a positive result on the impact of the program, project, and policies of the administration of Senator Ademola Jackson Nuruddin Adeleke in Osun State. The Director of Highway, Ministry of Works and Infrastructure, Engineer Maruf Ojebode, speaks on the intervention of Governor Adeleke on the project. Insert. Next week is another time to share good news on the happenings in the state of the Living Spring. Insert.